As you may imagine, Kate's life at Madame Mantalini's establishment is of no cheerful kind. So it is no wonder that Kate hails Saturday night as a prisoner would a few delicious hours' relief from slow and wearing torture. Kate has arranged to meet with her mother on a nearby corner, but when she reaches the place, she is surprised to find...
Good evening, my dear.
Uncle Ralph.
There is something more than usually strange about Ralph Nickleby tonight. Something in his cold, glistening eyes that makes Kate shrink slightly. He appears not to notice.
I was coming to call for you to see how you do. I spent a few moments with your mother.
Where is Mama?
Oh, she was happy to allow me to take her place, quite happy. She tells me that you, too, are happy. That you do well in your new position.
Yes, thank you, Uncle. I do well.
I wish you, my dear...
Ralph smiles, though the smile seems to skulk somewhere under his face rather than play over it.
I wish you to dine with me.
Oh, I cannot.
Your mama is quite satisfied with the idea.
I have nothing to wear. Uncle, I...
Ralph takes a notebook from his pocket.
Your mama assures me a black silk frock, she tells me. That will be quite sufficient, my dear. You have such a thing?
Yes, Uncle, but...
And black silk stockings. She says, it will be a little party of gentlemen with whom I'm connected in business just now. At my house tomorrow. And you will keep house for me. I'm not used to parties. but this is business, and such fooleries are an important part of it sometimes. You don't mind obliging me, my dear?
On reaching home, Kate expects to share her fears and indignation at this proposition with her mother. But Mrs. Nickleby is delighted that Ralph has taken such a strong fancy to her daughter, and has no doubt that some great good fortune will surely come to her soon. Thus it is, on Sunday afternoon, that Kate, dressed to the very last hairpin, finds herself at the door of Ralph Nickleby's house in Golden Square. She is taken to a drawing room, where she is left.
So... Uncle Ralph keeps footmen. And this is like a palace. The paintings. The ornaments. Can this really be the right house?
The poor girl is quite perplexed until...
Ah, Kate.
Ralph himself, flatteringly dressed, presents his face.
I couldn't see you before, my dear. I was welcoming the company. Shall I take you in?
Uncle, are there any other ladies here?
No, none whatever. I don't know any.
May I? Must I go in immediately?
They're all here, and dinner will be announced directly. Come.
And so Kate allows her uncle to take her arm and lead her through to the company. 7 or 8 gentlemen are standing around the fire and do not notice Kate's entrance until Ralph touches one of them on the shoulder.
Lord Frederick Verisoft, my niece, Miss Nickleby. Eh? What the devil?
The young gentleman addressed turns, exhibiting a superbly cut suit and superbly cut whiskers and moustache.
My niece, my lord.
Kate is frozen to the spot, terrified in this masculine company.
Well then, my eyes do not deceive me. It's not a waxwork. How do you do? I'm very happy.
I say, what a corker.
And his lordship turns to another gentleman. Older, stouter, somewhat redder in the face, and longer on the town.
I say, old man, but ain't she devilish pretty?
Introduce me, Nickleby. Sir Mulberry Hawk.
Otherwise, the most knowing card in the pack.
Within moments, the other gentlemen crowd around Kate, demanding introductions.
He won't want to meet a plunger like you, Jenny.
Plunger! an unexpected pleasure, Nickleby.
Better than the usual decoration.
Designed to surprise you, my lord.
Not a bad idea. Almost worth another 2.5% on what I owe you, eh?
Nickleby, take the hint and tack it on the other 5 and 20 and give me half for the invite.
Dinner is ready, gentlemen.
Oh, about time. I'm damn sharp set. Over the cutlets again.
Miss Nickleby, allow me to escort you.
No, damn it. Stop. Fair play. The duel and Miss Nickleby and I settled this matter with our eyes 5 minutes ago.
Sir Mulberry Hawk grasps Kate's arm and leads her to the table with an air of familiarity that rouses such disgust in her breast that she protests out loud.
Sir Mulberry, please.
Ah, Miss Nickleby.
So you've found your way down this end of the table, have you?
Of course. Miss Nickleby, your health.
Now, look here, Lord Frederick. You attend your dinner and don't mind Miss Nickleby and me, for we shall prove very indifferent company.
I wish you'd interfere down here, Nickleby.
What's the matter, my lord?
Why, this fellow Hawk is monopolizing your niece.
Why not? He has a tolerable share in everything else he'll lay claim to.
True, damn it! What I don't owe to you, I owe to him. Devil take it if I know who's master in my own house, him or me.
But I know.
I shall cut him off without a shilling.
Lord, when it comes to that shilling, that last shilling, I'll cut you fast enough. But until then, why, I'll never leave you, and you can take your oath.
This sally is strictly true. Sir Mulberry Hawk makes his way through society by ruining young gentlemen of fortune and piercing them with arrows of wit for the entertainment of his friends.
Well, now, here is little Miss Nickleby wondering why the devil one of you young bucks don't have the pluck to flirt a little with her, eh?
I'm game.
No,
it's a challenge I'll take to Mulberry any day of the week.
But I'll hold any man £50 that Miss Nickleby can't look in my face and tell me she wasn't thinking so.
Not the 50.
Done! But within 3 minutes.
Yeah!
Wait, don't make me the subject of any wager. Uncle, please, I cannot, really.
Why not, my dear? It's done in a moment. There's nothing in it. If the gentlemen insist on it.
We do. I don't insist. That is, I don't want Miss Nickleby to deny it. For if she does, I lose. On the other hand, it'd be worth 50. To look straight into those bright eyes, eh? Especially if she spent most of the evening looking at the table.
Yes, so she does. And it's too bad of you, Miss Nickleby. Oh, yeah. Damn cruel, I say. And now, gentlemen.
Gentlemen! 1 minute!
I don't care if I lose. It'd be worth double the 50 for your eyes, my dear girl.
Won't you make an effort for me, Miss Nickleby?
Don't trouble yourself, my buck. Miss and I understand each other very well, eh?
What?
She declares for Hawk and flirting.
Damn it all, Missy, won't you just for little me?
Flirting.
Gentlemen, 2 minutes!
Get your money ready. You'll soon hand over.
No! Please! No! No!
Ah. Gone. Capital. Well, there's a girl of spirit. We'll drink her health. All of you now, get up, Nickleby. Don't sit there looking at us like a wolf. Get up, I say. Here's to bright eyes and pretty girls.
Kate, left to herself, finds a quiet room, the library, where she is able to regain her composure. She finds a book to read and settles down with it.
Oh, Don Quixote.
Well, well, well. What delightful studiousness. Is it real now, or just done to display the eyelashes?
I've looked at them for 5 minutes. Upon my soul, they're perfect. Why did I speak and destroy such a pretty little picture?
Do me the favour to be silent, sir.
Oh, I'm such a devoted slave of yours, Miss Nickleby. It's an infernal thing to treat me so badly. Upon my soul, it is.
I wish you to understand, sir, that your behaviour offends and disgusts me. If you have one spark, if you... Please leave me instantly.
Why keep up this pretense of strictness? Hmm? Now, my sweet creature, be more natural, do.
Let me go!
Come now. Sit down. I only want to talk with you.
Let me go. Instantly. This moment. Do you hear?
Not in the world. But sit down.
No!
Damn it!
What is this?
You can see what it is. This man. I have been.
Oh, damn it.
Wait through there, Kate. I will come to you.
Get me a brandy.
Your way lies there, Sir Mulberry, to the front door.
Don't you know me?
I know you.
You wanted her for very soft, didn't you? Tammy, I was in the way, wasn't I? Who brought him to you in the first place? Hmm? Without me, you'd have never wound him in your net. Never.
The net is a large one and rather full. Take care it chokes no one in its meshes.
You'd sell your own flesh and blood for money. By God, you'd sell yourself if the devil hadn't bought your soul first. You brought your pretty niece here as a decoy for that fool Verisoft. Deny it if you can.
Hold your tongue.
Yes, by God, Nickleby, you are deep. Deep. And now, good night.
And Ralph makes his way to the room where Kate Nickleby waits.
Hush, my dear.
What have I done? Why did you let this happen to me? Your dead brother's child.
I didn't think it would be so.
Please, just let me go home.
I will, I will. But first you must be calm. Now stop crying. Otherwise you will alarm your mother. Now, nobody must know of this except you and I. Do you understand me, Kate?
Yes, Uncle.
I did not mean for it to happen so. Do you believe me?
Yes, Uncle.
And as Kate looks up at her uncle, the lamplight catches her face. And for a moment, she looks exactly as her father did when he was a young boy. Exactly as he did when some sorrow brought pain to his childish heart.
Oh, dear God. She looks so like the very image. No. No.
And Ralph, seeing his dead brother's face again, now, here, freezes for a moment in horror.